Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Okay, David, you said something earlier I got to bring back up because I've been working really, really hard on being out of debt. I'll never be out of debt. I'm always going to have, you know, a house payment and stuff like that, but of stupid, what I call stupid debt.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just about there. And you said inflation, it's good if you have a lot of debt.
Exactly.
So, you know, back 20 years ago when I had a lot of debt, you know, every credit card, everything I had had debt on it.
Right.
So now you tell me it's okay. You know, what, dang it.
No, it's okay. And you know, it's interesting. The government likes to have about a 2% level of inflation. There's a theory that, you know, with this, all the debt the government has, the only way they can afford to pay it back is to pay it back with cheaper dollars. So they want that inflation there so that they don't have to pay back as much in current dollar terms. And so, anyway, it's called financial repression is the theory.
Wow. Okay. Now you said, how do I protect myself from inflation?
You know, you can't fully protect yourself. There's the notion that gold is a good place, an inflation hedge, if you will. But if you look at studies,
I was told, okay. and he corrected me on this. I'm going to tell you that so he can tell us the answer. But and they said this at one of our in air. They said real estate, art, and gold.
Right.
Were three places. And I use this term in real estate a lot because I have people that do it. I have people doing it right now, folks. I'm going to tell you, it's called warehousing money.
That's what it is.
And they basically buy some land up, you know, even raw land, and they buy it really just to keep it, to put their money in it, hoping on inflation that real estate will go up.
Right.
And the return on their investment will be higher.
Correct.
Okay, but you said something about gold that I totally never heard.
Well, there's this long discussion that gold is an inflation hedge, that it's the global currency, if you will. But if you look at studies, there's not a strong correlation necessarily between inflation and the price of gold. Really, what the price is determined by for gold is determined by supply and demand. There's a lot of people who use it. There's a lot of people who produce it, dig it out of the ground, and so forth. The biggest consumers of gold are those folks in India and in China. And then, of course, gold is produced in different places around the world. The thing that makes it so difficult to
value
gold.
Would you say produced or mined?
Mined.
See, I caught that. I finally got I never get David on anything. I finally got him on one thing.
Okay, I don't necessarily produce gold. It's already there. Sorry. You're just getting it. So the hard part about understanding the supply side is we know how much is being consumed around the world. But we don't know exactly how much is being mined and produced. China does not necessarily give full detail about how much they produce. So you've got this black hole of information. And so you never know if, you know, is there an oversupply, is there an undersupply relative to demand? So a lot of people do a lot of studies about this and try to estimate that differential. There are other ways of trying to understand price moves. If you're a technician, there's Fibonacci retracements and there's Elliott wave and so forth. And we won't get into that. No. But it's not necessarily a fantastic place to put your money.
But
one other thing real quick. One thing about gold is if you hold gold, not the coins, but you hold, say, the ETF that holds gold. If you hold it, you have a gain, and you sell it, no matter how long you hold that, you will always be paying ordinary gains. You do not get long-term capital gains treatment for holding gold. However, if you do own gold and you buy the coins, that coins is a true currency. So you can go buy a bunch of gold coins, put it in the safety deposit box at your bank, hold it, say, 5 years, maybe the gold's worth 20% more, right? You go take that out and take it to your gold dealer, you pay no taxes on that.
Really?
That's correct.
So, hey, I learned something today. But you know, one thing you just said, and it makes a lot of sense to me. You think going back to the college days, David, Eco 101,
mm-hmm.
supply and demand was the first thing you were taught.
Exactly. And that's what that is.
But if you don't know a definition of what's the supply and demand is, you can't get that. There's no way to get the answer.
Right.
So that makes sense on the gold.
But you know, you ask about real estate. Real estate is a good place to insulate yourself, if you will. But however, we've had such a rapid rise in the price of real estate. I mean, across the board, across the nation. In Dallas, 25% year-over-year price increases. So that means you probably are paying a premium for your real estate. So there's a good chance that you're going to see that reversion of the mean, which means you're going to see prices fall off to a more normal level. So while you're protected from inflation, you're not being protected from overpaying right now.
But one thing I love about San Angelo, Texas, and David's a native San Angelo, so he knows this to be true too. I've always called this the turtle, not the rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
We're Dallas, Austin, and David, I went to school in Austin, so we can tell you. Those prices are like the rabbit, man. They can freaking go up. Unbelievable.
Right.
To give you an idea, we roomed together at UT, had a condo, Seton Avenue, $50,000, which was a lot of money.
It sure was.
You know, and do you realize that the place one sold like 3 or 4 months ago, $270,000.
Exactly.
Okay, and then what's even better, I think there was like 20, 30 units of Seton. A developer bought every one of them and tore them down.
Exactly.
So when you have real estate like that,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's nutso.
Right.
But in San Angelo, and it's good and bad, when it goes starts getting higher, we have our inflation a little bit.
Exactly.
But it's not 20, 30, 40%. It may be 3 or 5 or 10%.
Exactly. And that's
and it's the same with the fall.
There's a lot of benefit to having tepid inflation. If you go back and look at the countries such as Turkey or Venezuela that have had such great levels of inflation, it's to where people can't buy standard goods like food and fuel.